Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Happy Easter Sunday. Hello, I'm Si.
And I'm Dave.
And you're listening to
The Hairy Rock Show.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
And it's Easter Sunday, the land of chocolate eggs and rock and roll.
Get in. Hey, listen, do you lick your egg or do you put your finger in it? You know them cream eggs?
I don't like them.
Do you?
No, I'm plain chocolate sophisticated, really. I'm quite partial to those Souchard chocolate bunnies, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know the ones, the big gold foil ones.
Do you know what is...
I had a giant one year.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you do with a bunny?
Well, I broke its head off and ate it. You know. It's all about Alice Cooper, really.
I tell you what is brilliant, and listen, this is a gastronomic delight that not a lot of people know of.
What?
If you take the innards of a cream egg, as well as a hula hoop, preferably beefy, and eat it, it's brilliant.
That sounds really sick.
Yeah.
And talking of food, coming up later in the programme, we've got the Nosh Pit and we've got our Sunday Roast Amnesty.
Yes, you're going to love it!
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show.
I love Alice Cooper. I mean, I've seen him a couple of times. I love him as a showman. He's vaudeville. I've actually got one of his billion-dollar notes.
Have you?
We threw him out into the audience. I am that man in the mosh pit, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, but do you remember we got into trouble? We were on the Johnny Walker show once.
Oh.
We were trying to sell our cookbook and went in there and they're saying, here's your track. Johnny Walker's lovely. His voice is mesmeric. Anyway, they said, and Dave, what can I play? I said, Johnny, can I have Alice Cooper's Poison?
I goes, no, dude, you can't have Alice Cooper's Poison because we're trying to flog a cookbook.
Right.
It's not a good idea, dude. Do you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
Dave was like, but, oh, yeah.
Yeah, Johnny, have some meatloaf. Hey!
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers and the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
There was a hot summer. It wasn't 69, it was later than that. But I was working as a builder and I had a Yamaha RD350, you know, with like little micron pipes.
The LC?
Yeah.
The liquid-cooled one?
No, it was the air-cooled one.
Oh.
But, you know, it was a real noisy bike and I used to go to work and that was always on and we used to start building every morning to that. It was almost like this like Japanese work ethic. We'd all get air guitar to Summer of 69 and we're going. But last year, I went to see Brian Adams do his acoustic set at the Colston Hall in Bristol. And I just thought, yeah, all right, Brian, how do you do Summer of 69 when it's you on your own with an acoustic guitar? He does, he can, and he did.
Did he?
Yeah, one man, acoustic guitar, and the whole of the Colston Hall, the roof was lifting. He was epic.
I'd like to meet him, actually. He seems like quite a nice bloke.
Very clean cut.
Was he?
Oh, why, yeah, short back and sides. Looks like something from the trenches.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Well, he doesn't look like a banker, does he?
No, he looks like something from the trenches. But by crikey, can he play. He's a nice man. Nice man.
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
I'll tell you a secret. Sometimes when we're out on the road, you know, we'll be riding the bikes all day, we'll be cooking and, you know, living the dream a bit. But every night when he goes back to his hotel room, he puts music on really loud and he carries a pair of drumsticks in his bag. And it was one night, we heard all this kerfuffle coming and it was that tune coming out of his room. Look through the window, there's this large man in underpants banging his head off the wall with his drumsticks. And he can do an entire gig in his head like that, in his pants with his drumsticks.
Welcome to the Hairy Bikers Nosh Pit.
It's the Nosh Pit!
The place where food meets rock and roll.
Yeah. Well, it's Easter, isn't it, dude? You know.
It is Easter. And we have to have something to do with eggs. Not chocolate eggs, but chucky eggs.
Yeah.
So we're going to make a custard pie. All the recipes are available on the Planet Rock website. Now, custard pie. Now, coming from the north, I mean, one of our treats as a child was always the little custard tart.
Called Tracy.
She was a one, wasn't she?
She was, wasn't she? And I made Sharon. It was great.
Oh, Sandra.
Aye.
Sandra.
Yes.
Anyway. No. We're talking about the sort of custard tart you can eat. Say nothing. Anyway, hey, to make the perfect egg custard tart, first you need to make the most perfect baked egg custard. Now, all the recipes are on the Planet Rock website. And you need butter for greasing, two large eggs and two extra egg yolks, because it's got to be really egg yorky. Now, it's all the rest ingredients, so I'm not going to go through it. No. But one top tip, if it starts to split your custard, put corn flour in and it'll go back together again. And nobody will be none the wiser. No. But a homemade egg custard tart with nutmeg on the top.
Oh.
It's just a thing for an Easter Sunday tea.
Isn't it just, Dave?
Yeah.
Isn't it just?
If you can wait for it to chill till it's solid. Advocar.
Yes, advocar.
You could have a complete egg-sation, couldn't you?
You could.
You could have advocar and baked egg custard tart. Imagine the world would be yellow, wouldn't it?
It could be very exciting.
Exotic?
Yeah. I can't think of any more.
I can, because I'm an existentialist.
Right.
It's so exciting!
Help me!
You can't take a York, you.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
I'm Si.
And I'm Dave.
And you're listening to...
The Hairy Rock Show on Planet Rock on digital.
And on, somewhere else as well.
Dire Straits, though. Do you know, I kind of think that they were brunt of an awful lot of kind of mickey taking, and they're really good.
They are really good. They're a really good band. And what a guitar player Mr. Mark Knopfler is.
I know.
Oh, dear me. Very, I listened to I watched a documentary on him not so long ago, and he was saying that his picking style was, very unique, because that's just how he learned how to play. And then he went over to the States and hung out with a load of blues men just to teach him how to play.
Wow.
How to play blues. And what a fantastic humble man he was, because he was just kind of saying, look, this is how I play guitar, but I want to learn how to play guitar properly like that.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was fantastic. And he was really genuine and generous with his information about his musical life and his family and stuff. He was lovely, really nice.
But a lot of the songs as well, they refer to the time back home in the northeast. Is it Spanish City?
The Spanish City, which is a tunnel of love and all that sort of stuff.
And where's that, can you?
Well, that's in Whitley Bay. It was there. The Spanish City was in Whitley Bay, and the tunnel of love was part of the raids that were, because it was a pleasure park.
Right.
Which unfortunately is no longer there. Bits of it are. The dome still is. I think there would be a revolution if the dome disappeared. So, North Tyneside Council, watch yourself.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hey, what a treat for me that was. Alice Cooper, Feed My Frankenstein. I think that song, it just encapsulates the kind of madness and campery of Alice. You know, run my greasy fingers down your greasy spine. You know, I'm hungry for love and it's lunchtime. But, I saw him a couple of years ago. He was playing Birmingham. And again, I got right down the front in the pit. And it was brilliant. And I got one of the billion-dollar notes.
Yeah.
I got a pick. Orianthe, you know, the guitarist, the lady was playing with him. And she was so kind of brilliant.
Yeah.
But it was the most fantastic show. What a showman.
She is proper fit, that guitar player.
Oh, she is gorgeous.
Flip and Nora.
But there's something so sexy. She's playing that amazing guitar riff on Feed My Frankenstein. She just stands there chewing gum. It's talking of the right look, though. What? Aerosmith. Another one of my favorites. Saw them last year in Berlin.
And?
Unbelievable. The O2 in Berlin, brilliant venue. But when the Toxic Twins, when Joe Perry and Steve Tyler walked down that catwalk with the wind machines going, and, you know, they just went straight into Love in an Elevator, again, 2 feet off the seat, heart in my mouth.
Yeah.
It was just wonderful. And I think that's the great thing about rock music. When it's right, when it's that good, it's special. And that's what's so nice about Planet Rock.
Well, exactly that, mate. And it's great because it just hits you in the chest,
your
diaphragm. Pushes you, that bass just push, and the rhythm section kicks off, and that's it, you're off. Happy sledge to heaven.
Yeah, but what I love about Steve Tyler and Alice Cooper, they both don't seem to take themselves too seriously.
No, it's the height of camp and showmanship, isn't it?
It is, and they're really good at it.
They are.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers. And the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
Oh, the man himself, Mr. Philip Linnett, playing bass, and Brian Downey on drums. Can I whack him? Can you?
That's wonderful sound, isn't it? Wonderful band. That was your first album you ever bought, wasn't it?
It was, Live and Dangerous.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, brilliant. It cost us £8. And I remember going past this shop constantly going, I really want that album.
and I saved up for about 4 months, literally, and I'm not exaggerating, 4 months. And then I went to get, there was a shop called on Birtley Main Street. I never remember the Revolution, something like that. Anyway, RPM, I think it might have been. And I went down to get it, and somebody had bought it. Oh. So I had to go all the way into Newcastle, and all I could afford was the album, you see, Live and Dangerous album. I couldn't afford to either get there or get back. It was a hoot. Anyway, I got it.
Were hard, Kingy.
There were, mate, there were.
Si and Dave's Sunday Roast Amnesty.
On Planet Rock.
Now it's time for our Sunday Roast Amnesty. And we've got to call out to you any problems, any disasters, any confessions, anything you need to know about the Sunday Roast, we want to hear from you. You can email us on the Hairy Rock Show at planetrock.com.
Now look, if we can fix it, we will.
Oh, are your dumplings doughy?
Is your crackling uncracked?
Is your pork puce?
Puce. What a great word.
Is your lamb? Is limp. It lacking?
Lamp. Limp, lacking lamb.
Oh, is your beef like a sole of an army boot? Well then, if it is, you need us to sort you out.
You do.
And your chicken doesn't have to come cheap.
Hey!
Oh, it is Easter Sunday. Oh, what are you going to have for your tea tonight, Kingy? What's your Sunday roast?
My Sunday, actually, one of my favourite Sundays. I'd only really have chicken. I love a roast chicken. I know it's simple, but I love it. And I also love a sirloin. I love a bit of rolled sirloin. Lovely. What about you?
Oh, just a leg of lamb. But I like my leg of lamb and my shoulder of lamb slow roasted. Slowly. Like a shoulder of lamb for about 6 hours. Just wrap it up in double foil with some garlic and rosemary. Just let it go. Listen to tunes.
Yes.
And then it just grows and builds. The smell in the house. And just have that with some mashed potatoes, mint sauce, and maybe some peas.
You get it all with you, don't you?
You get it. That's all extras.
And you get it all with Planet Rock.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Chris Reyes from your neck of the woods, isn't he?
He is. And he comes from an ice cream family, I believe.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. You know, bad for a lad that makes ice cream. Well, his mum and dad did, I think, and his granddad.
He's had a rough old time, hasn't he? He's been poorly.
Ah, he hasn't been well, but what a great musician.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And I love the feel of Chris's music, because it's kind of evocative of where he was brought up and lives. You know, it always harks back to the... I don't know, just those big industrial landscapes that we used to have in the northeast before they dismantled them all. Great.
I always think there's some music that deserves playing, you know, when you're alone at night driving home.
Yeah.
Chris Rea is one of those, those musicians. And Roy Orbison as well.
Yes, that's very true.
You know,
that's very
true. When you want to fill yourself with melancholy.
Yeah.
You know,
you know that one? Chris did this one called... Driving Home for Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Well, you cannot play that if you are actually driving home for Christmas, which many of us are. You cannot see the road because you're crying going, so it's like, and you're thinking, flipping it, I'm going to pull over here. I'm going to crash. I'll never get home for Christmas then.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
You've been listening to The Hairy Rock Show. I'm Si.
And I'm Dave.
And you know, that's it.
Well, we want you to get in touch with us. You know, send us your kind of Sunday Roast Amnesty questions, or if there's anything you want to tell us in general, just drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you.
No.
So, email us on hairyrockshow@planetrock.com.
It's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
See you next week.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers. And the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.